To Bass Vibration Network. Welcome, everybody. This is Ashley K right here. We got Queen Quan in the building. What's up, Quan?
What's going on, Ashley K? How y'all doing out there?
Good. We got RJ on the way. He coming. So, this is our second episode. We're excited. Wonder who we got on the line. I got my brother in the background with his thumbs up. Does that mean the sound is good? You don't know? Okay, he put his hands up. I cannot wait till we start streaming live so you guys can see what's really going on behind the scenes. Everything looks good. But today's episode is walking conscious versus walking dead. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So today's episode, we're going to get, you know, like we like to do, raw and uncut about a situation, that we're dealing with here in society. So this subject right here that we're about to get into is a little bit of a subliminal message because, you know, the show The Walking Dead airs tonight. So I know people probably look at the headline and be thinking, we're about to be sitting here talking about Rick, but Queen Quan has no idea what the show is about. She never actually watched the show before. So she's gonna have a little different perspective on it. But I thought the title was pretty fitting for today's society to know, are we really conscious or are we allowing the government and our rights to keep us in slavery pretty much? Are we just walking around, just walking around, you know, like, do we really know what's going on? So that's pretty much our question for today. So to get right into it, which one should we talk about first? Because I got a little situation that happened last Monday that I want to get right to, but I don't know. Queen Quan probably like, well, let's leave that for last, you know?
Yeah, we can go ahead and start with, are we walking conscious? You know, let's go ahead and start with the definition of conscious. You know, that means the state of being awake, of one aware of being surrounded. So if you're not aware of your surroundings, if you don't really know what's going on, are you really conscious? Like she said, are you just walking around? Are you just a body walking around that flesh? So Ashley's going to go ahead and let's go with this situation with this TV show that I don't know nothing about that she decided to throw on me today. So we're going to go ahead and let her take over the Walking Dead episode. I'm going to throw my 2 cents in a few.
Okay, first of all, it is not like I just came up with this idea yesterday and we just, you know, on this morning and say, listen, you know, she is silly. Listen. All right, The Walking Dead, for those that don't know the TV show, I'm going to just give a little, free promo for the show. Rick, y'all, you know, over there at The Walking Dead, you know, let this be known that Bass Vibration Network is giving y'all a little shout out, a free promo right now. But the show is supposed to come back on tonight, and it goes off over the winter break during football season because it only airs on Sundays. And, you know, Sunday night football, they don't want to have to deal with trying to get airtime with that, which makes sense. Good marketing strategy, I get it, because they end on a note where it's like a cliffhanger. It makes you like, oh, my God, I can't live without The Walking Dead, you know? So with that being said,
Is that RJ walking in the building?
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's here. So yeah, he knows all right into it. You just have to let him know. So with the show, it's pretty much about, you know, the end of the world. A zombie apocalypse happens. There's something that, you know, happens where all of these people just become zombies, and you have some humans that haven't been, you know, either bitten or contaminated, so they are normal. You know, they haven't become a zombie or anything like that yet. So they're pretty much fighting against that, as well as now the show has evolved into where there is humans fighting humans. So now we're dealing with people trying to take over other people's compounds and stealing people's food and killing each other. So it has evolved into something totally different than when it first started. But the symbolization of that and what we're dealing with in today's society is kind of where the mindset for this particular episode came about, because a lot of us are walking around and we go about our day-to-day life and really not focusing on what's really happening around us, or really even pay too much attention to that stuff, because, you know, we just used to posting, we just used to going to work, living, going out clubbing, whatever, and not really paying attention to the politics, the government, what we're eating, what we're watching, what we're listening to. All those things don't always be in the forefront of our mind. So we're not conscious of those things. We're unconsciously just doing stuff and following certain trends. So now that the whole world is being shaken with number 45 in office, he come in and he got the whole world, not just America, you know, starting to get political. Everybody's political now. Everybody religious. Everybody want to be awakened. So now we're starting to be more conscious. What we used to do in our subconscious is now becoming to the forefront of our conscious of what we're doing. So we're being more aware or enlightened on our own actions as well as the actions of others around us. So with that being said, it's similar to the show because in tonight's episode, they're going to start coming together. The compounds are starting to come together and fight against this other one particular compound, which in my eyes, I'm going to say the saviors are like the government because they're kind of trying to control everybody without actual laws. There's no laws in place yet. Society is an upside down, but according to the saviors are the government. Like in their mindset, they are the government. So now they're going to come together. I look at Rick and all the other, the Hilltop, all of the other characters. They're going to start coming together in this new episode that's forthcoming, and they're going to start fighting against the Savior. So it's like the people fighting against the government. Like, isn't that kind of symbolic of what's going on?
I mean, of course. You know, there has to be a certain sense of liberation, but also a sense of boundaries. So being that, you know, we live in a capitalist society, you know, we are a fundamental part of keeping this thing alive. You know, we ought to work for the engine of it all, you know. And if they lose control of that, that's going to be a certain chaos, you know, especially if we become aware of certain actions that has been, you know, done. And it's being premeditated right now by, you know, the elites and also, you know, the political system. So, you know, I do believe that there is a system of control in place. In the form of manipulation, you know, throughout TVs, radio, et cetera, et cetera, in order to, you know, in somewhat paint a picture for the person versus the person, you know, finding insight and thinking for themselves and, you know, researching, you know, going beyond that. Because that's the only way we can truly come together if we unite. But there are some people who don't want that. They'd rather keep, you know, division. They want to keep it separated, like, you know, the white supremacists. You know what I'm saying? The reason why there were people who were very influential in the history in this country and doing exactly just that. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of our leaders like MLK, so et cetera, you know, are not here anymore. But yeah, so personally, yeah, us people uniting, I think to me that is the answer. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like we do need to unite. I know, I mean, Quan, give your point on that. Like, I mean, how do you feel about everything that's going on? I just gave a quick rundown. Like I told y'all at the beginning, Quan has never saw the show. She has no clue who Rick, Michelle, Carl's my boo. She don't know nothing about these people. But at the same time, like what I just gave, you know, a quick rundown of what the show is going to be, what the show is about, this episode tonight is going to be about. I mean, I think anybody that has never even seen the show would be able to see the symbolism and what we're dealing with in today's society, and what the show is actually doing, but just in a funny or a more theoretic way.
Well, Ashley K and RJ, since I know nothing about The Walking Dead, I'm going to go ahead and flip the script. We're going to talk about the rights when it comes to. Last week, we came into a situation, and this is what we want to talk about. How about we have zero rights when it comes to Facebook? We have none. Absolutely zero. So Facebook can actually remove your page, remove your account, and you can do absolutely nothing about it. So my question is, if you, for instance, want to start a business, and most people are doing this, it's on the rise, everyone's starting businesses on Facebook. You start a business on Facebook, you get your following going, you get your fans. You get about 10, 20,000 followers, and boom, it's gone one day. Was that a conscious decision you made by just starting your business on Facebook? What do you think about that, Ashley?
Well, since she wants to let the cat out the bag and just just say it for what it is, I mean, I was just trying to get the people to, you know, kind of milk them a little bit, give them some baby food. She went straight for the steak and the chicken, the meat and the potatoes. All right, so, all right. Yes, it's very similar. It's very symbolic to what we're talking about right now. It goes hand in hand because the same way you just said, well, Facebook could just take away all of, you know, your pages, just take away everything from you, is exactly the same way as the Saviors. The Saviors literally can go, and they have gone in previous episodes. Those that are fans of The Walking Dead will know this. You know, they just go and be like, listen, we taking your beds, we taking your food, we taking, you know, how about this? How about we just want to sleep? We just want to stay the night in your compound. Like, we just going to take over. We taking all your guns. We taking everything from you. So it's the same thing because they're thinking, well, we fought for this. We went out here and we worked hard. We went out here and fought against these zombies and, you know, issues that's going on out in the outside world and almost died just trying to survive, in a sense. That's really what they're going through. But the Savior come and just say, ah, no, we run this. We are the governors of this. And it's the same way with our rights for social media, like she mentioned. So I'm just going to say it for what it is. I know people that are following me, Ashley K. Schiff on Facebook. That's my personal page. And then you got Ashley K., which is my business page. Some of you saw the little whole thing going around, where's Ashley K. Ask Facebook. Last Monday, when we first did our first episode, you know, out of nowhere, the whole account was just shut down. Like, the whole account was gone. And for no reason, no email, no warning, no nothing. Now, that was a wake-up call. And that's what Queen Kwan is discussing. That's why she brought it up, because it's even a touchy subject for her, because it was a wake-up call for her to realize that that platform that we put so much trust in, like, everybody is on Facebook. We got people running businesses on Facebook. We are promoting Base Vibration Network on Facebook. So everyone is just showing their life. Like, people almost damn near giving birth on Facebook. Like, you got your baby pictures. I mean, you got your child first birthday. You got they first loss of their tooth. I mean, they just live video, my baby walking, I do a Facebook Live. Like, you got people dying on Facebook Live. Like, you just got all, I mean, Facebook, it's just, Facebook is where we go to confine, is our personal, we feel like diary almost, you know, it's almost like a blog in a sense. That's what Facebook is. If you want to keep it real, that's what it is. Compared to all the other social media sites, to me, Facebook is like a blog. It's our personal blog. With that being said, you have, they might tell you in your terms and conditions that you have rights, but you really don't have rights, because my rights was stripped from me last Monday. You just shut down an account, no warning, no explanation. You bring it back, and that's just it. Oh, well, welcome back. Interesting. So if you just decided to just disable or get rid of anybody, like she said, you could have a fan page. Most of your business pages are linked to a personal page. So if the personal page is disabled, those businesses are disabled. Therefore, if you're running a business page, and that's how you're making your sales, you got Facebook ads, you're generating customers, people, you can send money now through Facebook. Like, if you're doing all this stuff and they just, oh, gone, boom, and then poof, then air, within 1 second, you're gone. What are you going to do? Like, what is your backup plan? Is there a plan B when it comes to social media? And that's just one example, because that's what this new generation really based their life off of. Like, everybody's on social media. So we are used to feeling comfortable without realizing that we're doing this unconsciously. We're giving our rights and privacy away. But when we wake up and be more conscious, like, to a situation like this, now we know we need a plan B, even for Facebook, like, even for social media. You need a backup plan. Like, this network is not just going to be broadcast on Facebook. Why do you think we're not doing Facebook Live? Because that was a wake-up call. I'm not doing Facebook Live if you're just going to shut down at any given moment. I'd rather go on YouTube or my website or SoundCloud or iTunes or even Blog Talk Radio. Like, go everywhere else and make sure it's out there. Twitter, every platform going to know Facebook about.
45. Twitter's great again.
Yeah, Twitter's back popping because of 45. But you feel what we're saying? Like, you know, You feel what we're saying about that? Like, it's a wake-up call.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, they gave us rights for certain restrictions, and they gave us rights for certain freedoms. And talking about Facebook, I mean, it's a site where we can share those personal moments, experiences, you know, and socialize with our family and, you know, just in general, whatever Facebook is used for. But Facebook can also serve as a distraction, which, you know, they're perfectly fine with, you know. But when you, we have certain sites or groups or businesses that are more political or more revolutionary in a sense, they have a reason to interfere with that. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because it's a threat. Reason why they did what they did to your account. You know what I'm saying? To Ashley's account. Reason why they did what they did, you know? And obviously that shows right there that, you know, there's a certain concern with people really speaking about, you know, the problems of the world and having a say so, you know? Because, yeah, we have a certain say so, but at the end of the day, we can't stop, you know, Trump keeps on signing things. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he's definitely a dictator right now. But back to the rights. So yeah, those, there are those rights that limit you and also gives you liberty at the same time. And, you know, they're very cautious when you're talking about the government and how they work with us.
So when we out here, we trying to make conscious decisions, and some of us, you know, RJ, we talked about this last week, how he kind of interjects with the spirituality when it comes to meditating and all that stuff. So I want RJ just kind of dibble and dabs a little bit how you can get to that conscious level and try to make different decisions and think outside the box. That's what we're trying to get. That's what we're trying to expand their view on certain things.
Yeah, since, you know, that's what we're here for. You know, we're going to address the problem. We're going to go head on. Like, that's what base vibration, you know, that's what this tribe is all about. We here to bring the problem. We just spent, what, maybe 10, almost 15 minutes discussing the problem. Now we can spend the next 10 or 15 minutes discussing some solutions. You know, now we know our rights are not always our rights. We're going to elaborate further on this because, as you can see, like he said, with the executive orders, all the different things that are going on besides just social media. But the reason why social media is a main focus for today is because, again, that's what our new generation, that's all they live by. Like, they don't even feel right if they ain't even got their social media pages. So with that being said, you know, how do we start creating a new generation that are awakened and that are the conscious versus the walking dead, just walking around like a bunch of zombies, drinking a bunch of fluoride water, eating poison, living in pure pollution, you know, and just feeding their mind with so much corruption and so much negativity to the point where subconsciously we just doing things without really thinking about it consciously. Like, our conscious and our subconscious are so far apart now that it's not cool. Like, they're not even connected no more. It's like people are doing way more stuff subconsciously than they are consciously. Like, they have no clue of what they're doing. And that's where we need to really find a solution on how can people bring it together. If I'm doing something consciously, how can I get my subconscious to the point where it's almost like the laws of attraction, like it just naturally just happens. Like, things are just going to, I'm just going to attract certain things subconsciously because my inner being, I'm so connected to myself and I'm so connected to the universe and the earth and just connected to humanity. You feel a heartbeat of another person, feel the pain or the happiness and the joy for other people. How can I get myself in a place where I'm able to make these decisions and not look at everything as negative or everything as being bad or, oh, y'all just saying that because, you know, y'all just being negative. Like, you know, why would Facebook do, you know, if you're working in a conscious mindset, things like this, when people bring up certain situations and try to awaken you, you wouldn't feel some type of way. Like, you wouldn't. You would just be like, okay, I see where they're coming from. I see it in a different light. I see it in a different perspective. So you definitely want to elaborate on some more solutions on how we can, as a people, become the walking conscious versus the walking dead.
Well, personally, these type of things always, you know, I always sit down and think a lot about this and talk a lot about this, these type of topics. First and foremost, you know, I understand that a lot of people go through a lot of things. They want to find temporary solutions. So, you know, they dip and dab into different activities, you know, whatever, you know, smoke, drink, or, you know, whatever can make you feel numb for the moment, you know, and escape your reality at the moment. And, you know, it's easy to do that. You know, it's easier to go with the flow than against the grain. You know, it's easier to give in than to, you know, discipline yourself and consciously choose your actions. I know, I understand that because I was once in those shoes, you know what I'm saying, to do it like a dualistic perspective on it. You know, it's a lot of dualities in this world. But I'm a firm believer, you know, if there's a problem, there's solutions. First and foremost, for me, it's all about the past, present, or future. We live in the past result, you know, and in order to understand this present moment, you have to understand what happened in the past and in the history that caused everything to be the way it is today. Because everything just didn't pop up and be like this. No, there's a lot of different reasons, decisions from, you know, leaders, et cetera, et cetera. So once you understand the past, it gives you a better understanding of what the hell is going on around you. And now that you know what the hell is going on around you, now you can, you know, be innovative and revolutionary, you know, understanding what we have to do for our future in order to move on. Why? Because it's karma. Karma is cause and effect. You know, like I said, we live in the past result. All this is part of cause and effect, evolution. And we can't evolve into the future. This is also on a personal level as well, with our personal experience in the past. Sometimes we embrace them and hold on to those energies that no longer serve us, those vibrations that no longer serve us, to the point where, you know, this is who we are. Not understanding that we just created certain habits and thought process and fed our brain and subconscious so much negative stuff to the point where, you know, it molds us and, you know, we fall into a depressed state of mind and we embrace it versus, you know what I'm saying, really taking action to permanently, you know, deal with it, you know what I'm saying? Which there are a lot of different practices and things you can do, different habits you can, you know, create, because sometimes we have habits that never served us in the first place, and we, you know, continue to do them and do them and do them and do them, like even alcohol, you know what I'm saying? It makes you numb. If you continue to drink alcohol, you expect your body to become numb and emotionally, et cetera, over time. Why? Because your body is a memory. It remembers everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything you do to it, you know, it regenerates itself all the time. So after a couple of months, but back to what I was saying, you know, the past, present, future is very important to understand. Me, myself, I when I hit my adulthood, you know, I had to reflect. I had to learn about, okay, this is why I am the way I am now. This is why I'm doing this. I know I had to self-realization. I went through a process of self-realization, and I had to reflect on a lot of things in order to understand what's going on now and how what can I do now to fix it, you know what I'm saying, so I can become better and evolve and learn from the things that, you know, was conflicting my soul, my spirit, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, it's one of my favorite quotes, you know, define the system, don't let it define who you are. You know what I'm saying? We all know how the system started. You know, we all know how it started. And be able to define the system that we live under. If you're able to do that, you know what I'm saying? And it's very powerful. That gives you understanding, you know what I'm saying? It gives you a lot of understanding from the whole spectrum, you know. So meditation, eating healthy, drinking a lot of water. Your body's made up of 70% water. Drink a lot of water. You know, just be mindful. Seriously, sincerely, be mindful. Don't research. Don't become mentally lazy. I've been in those. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been out here. I done ran around the streets, did whatever. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm in a different place, because I've had these experiences, and I'm speaking the way I am because of my experiences from dealing with my, you know, okay, I don't know, like, yeah.
No, seriously, no. What you said is right, you know. It's a lot of different things that we have to do in order to get to that point, but one thing is for certain is when you're dealing with solutions, if it's a whole complex solution, like, you know, I'm into mathematics. So, like you said, I'm always knowing for a fact that there's always some sort of solution for a problem. And even if the solution is complex, because the problem is complex, like he said, it's not just, oh, we're looking at what's happening right now in society, but not really, really wanting to take ownership or pay attention to the things that have happened in the past that got us to this point. And a lot of it also has to do with, like he said, our mindset of where, what had happened, how we overcame those things, and if we even really fully overcome them. Honestly, we have not fully overcome nothing. Like, everything we're still dealing with, it's like karma. It's like everything happening now, like with 45, it's just karma for everything that has always been happening. Like, it's never really honestly been solved. The problem has never really been fixed. It's like we just put a Band-Aid over open wound, really. And, That's That's a major issue in not only our society, but it's going to be a bigger issue if we don't hurry up and fix it for the future of just humanity and this earth as a whole. So, like he said, looking at what happened, looking at where we are, and thinking about our hopes for what we want in the future, right? All of us can sit all day and dream and want things to be a certain way or want our life to be a different way or a certain way, but it levels to it, and it's different stages that we got to go through. So, for example, one of the main things he talked about as far as feeding your mind, not getting complacent in a sense is what I took from that. I mean, I don't know everybody else how you feel, but it's pretty much not getting complacent within yourself, thinking you know everything. No, thinking you know everything, you know nothing. There's so much more to learn always. Even if you're 100 years old, you still got more to learn, because if you're 100, then now you need to learn technology. You know what I'm saying? So you got always something that you can evolve as a human being and get to another level within yourself. And, you know, I just put up a status today as far as there's nobody better than you but the person that's embedded in you. So the person that's within you that you haven't even tapped into or connected to yet is the person that's better than the person that you are right now. So you need to get better than who you are today within yourself, not someone else outside your body, because you can't control them. So with what we're saying as far as being conscious and waking up, the first step to that is honestly is accepting that our reality is not as rose petals, peachy, creamy as we would like it to be. I think that's the first step. Like what it says, when you got to go to AA, when you're alcoholic, what happens? What they say? The first stage of recovery is what? Admitting you're an addict. So we got to first admit that we allowed this to happen. Like, I think that's the first step. Like,
let your pride get in the way.
You can't let your pride get in the way, you know? I think that's the first step. They agree that we need to, as a society, first realize that we are the walking dead. Okay, so the today's topic, what are we? To be honest, the reason why I put it like that, because really it's not too many walking conscious people that we want to feel like we are or want to believe we are, but a lot of us are the walking dead, literally. We're like a bunch of zombies walking around and not really consciously making these good decisions. So definitely the first thing we need to do, and, you know, like he said, is mentally get ourselves out, like mentally feed our brain, like mentally acknowledge things that are not what they should be, accept them for what they are, and then move on. Like, stop being denial. Like, if I'm going to an AA meeting, if you told me I'm alcoholic, and I'm in there saying, well, I only drink about 5 bottles on Saturday and Sunday. Like, okay, well, I don't drink every day. I drink every other day. Like, okay, like... It's just a bottle. Like, I'm really not an alcoholic. I mean, I just, I'm a social drinker. Like, well, you wouldn't be in this, being AA if that was the case. Like, first thing is to get out of denial. A lot of us are in denial. Therefore, we need to wake up. Like, first wake up, then you can be conscious. Like, I mean, Quan, how can you be conscious without being awoke? I'm confused. Is that possible?
It's impossible. I mean, this even goes back, if you even look at psychology with Maslow, with his hierarchy of needs. The top one, as RJ stated, was self-actualization. You have to be aware of what's actually going on around you. You have to, let me get a little bit closer to the mic, y'all. You have to be aware of what's actually going on around you, with lack of prejudice and all that stuff. Acceptance of the facts, you know, have to be able to problem solve and then go back to, you know, get to the root of the problems. So it's impossible.
Yeah, you got it. She said the top of it. Okay, but below it, I see esteem, love, belonging, safety, and then the physical. And you know what? This is about to be crazy. You know, I'm always thinking, like, this is one thing I love about this podcasting, because then I can actually, I'll be having these crazy conversations with people off air. So it sounds really good to have these conversations so they're recorded, so I can see how really, like, deep and crazy I can get. So just looking at this, like, if I was having a conversation with her, and I was looking at this is the first thing I would say. Well, at the bottom of that is red, and it's the base, and it talks about the physical, and that's our first level right there, where that's where we need to feel comfortable physically, right? That's the base to all of this drama we got going on, right?
Absolutely.
The base of the triangle. The triangle is the strongest structure, by the way.
Yep.
So the triangle is the strongest structure. It's the strongest shape.
That's why they build bridges made of triangle shapes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the pyramid was made.
Yep.
I mean, so you wonder why our, for those, let me just put that out there too. Conscious Walking Dead. Okay, so we're going to have a Walking Dead probably be like, well, you know, then their logo is upside down red triangle, so they must be the Illuminati. Like, no. How about you do a little bit more research and realize that that upside down red at that triangle is actually part of the actual symbol for your base root chakra. Understand the chakras, understand the root and what the triangle really stands for, and you understand that it is not an evil thing. They have made it evil because they're using the powers that you can get from the triangle. Instead of using the good energy that you can get, they're using the negative energy. So it's all about energy. There's good and bad energy. It's how you use it. You have some people that are real powerful that can use the good energy, and then you have some people using that bad negative energy, 45 using that bad power, bad energy for in his power that he has. So I just wanted to throw that out there because it kind of was symbolizing what we were talking about. And I just saw a triangle and I just thought what people was going to say. I'm just saying. I just had to throw it out there before they say it. I don't know. You know, let's crush the rumors real quick. So when they come back in episode 100, they're going to be like, well, I'm going to say, well, go back to episode 2
yep.
So you can hear what I said.
That goes with as well with the government as well, because that ties into the government as well, because I do feel like a lot of these politicians and people in Congress, you know, they're part of either some type of secret society, et cetera, Freemasonish. I mean, George Washington himself was a Freemason, and if you know anything about Albert Pike and, you know, with Freemason, you know, Freemasonry and things that they study, you know, a lot of it deals with, you know, sacred geometry and symbology and a lot of spiritual things as well. Well, some of these elites, you know, like the globalist agenda, the satanic stuff, whatever you want to call it, you know, a lot of them, they practice, you know, how can I say, they understand the spiritual nature of man, but you can also use it for bad, like you say, you know, bad, such as manipulating people, being deceiving, being greed, fulfilling your desires, and, you know, sort of like some of these corrupt banksters, you know what I'm saying? Like some of those, they're good. They're good for the, a good example of that. Also, the reason why also, just to add on to that, another solution, understand yourself spiritually. In the Bible, it says, man, know thyself. Understand the spiritual nature of man. We are in the information age. It's right there in front of your face. Every time you pick up your phone, anything you need to know is right there. If you don't have a strong faith, you know what I'm saying, a strong faith or a good understanding of, you know, what we call God, the source, the Most High, the Creator, whatever the case may be, it's right there. Y'all do some research. Believe me, understand the nature, the true nature of man, and that goes into, you know, your chakras, and then you go into the endocrine glands and your ganglion nerves and how it all coexists with each other and affects your, you know, balance between mind, body, spirit, et cetera, et cetera.
Listen, I'm not a scientist, okay? Come on. What did he say? What is it called? What gland is it?
It's just called the endocrine glands. Endocrine glands.
No, the ganglion.
Yeah.
Ganglion.
Oh, the ganglion nerves?
Yeah, that.
No, it's just clusters of nerves. The ganglion nerves are the clusters of nerves that are in specific areas of your spine. Of course, they have neurotransmitters and they, you know, all types of neurons flow through them and stuff. And, you know, the stimulation of that affects your endocrine glands, which, you know, secrete certain hormones, such as your hypothalamus, your pineal pituitary gland, which is your third eye.
Yep.
And you have your thyroid, your throat, your thymus, your heart. And you have the adrenal gland, which is in your gut, solar plexus. And then you have the sacral, which is your sexual organs, you know, testes and ovaries, and then you have the base, you know what I'm saying? That's the medulla. And all this is affected through your emotions. You know, your emotions, energy in motion, and your chakras are like those energy centers. When we feel love, where we feel it at, we feel it in our heart, and that influences our mind, you know what I'm saying, our third eye. When you feel the energy in your stomach, when you're pissed off, when you're angry, you feel it in your gut. And now you're perceiving through that chakra. Now you're thinking, you know, I want to hit them, or no, I got to go get it, depending on which way is balanced. If you're overactive, then you might be very angry, impulsive, et cetera, et cetera. If your solar plexus is underactive, you may lack motivation, et cetera, et cetera. If you have a balanced solar plexus in your gut, that's to go get it. You know, you're going to have that passion behind your action, and that influences your perspective. When you're about to have sex, you feel it in your sacral chakra. That's just your sexual organs, you know, and that stimulation secretes the hormones, and now you're proceeding through that chakra. Now all you're thinking about is that one thing. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how it works. And your base chakra deals with, you know, grounding yourself, being able to focus and secure and, you know, sure of who you are within your own skin.
Well, I need to focus more on that base, because I need to focus. Because I'm telling you right now, if y'all would have saw how focused he was, just, yo, he has mastered the base. Let me just tell you. RJ has officially mastered the base. Like, he passed the base. It's obvious. Like, I'm over here cracking up in the background. Like, I'm trying my hardest. He is dead serious. I'm like, okay, what is that? He went deep. Like, he just took us on a whole nother lesson. Like, that was another episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what in the world?
That was just one-on-one. You know, it's like, that's just one-on-one. Just knowledge about self. Knowledge of self. You know what I'm saying? And these things, like I said, what you eat, how you treat your body, if you work out, whatever actions you take, all this affects those part systems of your body. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and it can go deeper. It can go deeper. I would like to go into the elements and how the elements.
Okay.
You know,
oh my God. No.
Relate
no.
To the
RJ. RJ. It is cool, but I'm telling you, like, I need help with the base, because I'm telling you, I'm not focused right now. Like, I am dead serious over here. Like, I cannot wait till we start filming live. It's going to be so raw.
Because
y'all going to see I'm really goofy, and I'm just sitting over here, like, looking at him. And he's serious. He's looking, he looking right at his eyes closed. Like, he's feeling it. Like, the vibrations through his mouth, you know, coming up through, what do you say? I can't even say these words. Like, coming up through his stomach. Up through his throat, like going through his heart, like he feel it. Like, I'm just. That was dope. All right, but nah, man. Listen, look, we had fun today. I feel like this episode will help y'all start realizing that we aren't as safe or as free as we would like to think that we are. We aren't as conscious as we would like to think that we are. So this is just, you know, a wake-up call for not just us, but for everybody to wake up. Like, this was what this was about. Like, let's stop being the walking dead, and let's actually start being the walking conscious. Let's be alive, okay? Let's stop just walking around like zombies, you know, living life and, you know, just breathing and really not out here fully living, you know? So I'm hoping that this will help y'all wake up and realize that, and start researching for your own self, like your own mind. Like he said, start reading up, look at your terms and your conditions on your social media accounts, just saying. And let's start creating more platforms for ourselves. This piggybacks off of last week's episode as far as why we created this network in the first place, so that way we have a platform where we can be able to speak our mind, speak our truth, and just be real and raw and uncut. So we want to wrap it up. That's about it. I don't know. I think the Queen Kwan good. She's still laughing at RJ. RJ over here is still thinking. Got his hand, his hand on his chin. Look, he got the Martin Luther King stance. Like, he about to give another speech. What is your dream? What is your dream, RJ? What is your dream? What is your, like, no, because it's another episode. Yo, this is funny, because RJ, y'all really need to see him. Like, he is dead serious right now, like a heart attack. Yo, this is hilarious. It's real life, but I love how passionate he is about it, right? Like, when we love that, you gotta love that, man. So, until next time, stay tuned to our next episode. I know we said we was going to be doing his story versus her story today, but after Monday, man, we had to talk about this, man. We had to bring the awareness for social media, had to bring the awareness for our rights so we could be more conscious, had to just call a spade a spade. You know, a lot of us are the walking dead. You know, a lot of us. You see how we say us, not you, all of us. We have a lot of tendencies where we are like those zombies walking around. We're not as conscious as we think we are. So with that being said, stay tuned. Social media, see what we're going to do. Let us know how you feel about this. Share this. Like it. Follow us. Subscribe. Get the word out there. If you are our local artists and want to get some promo going, we want to start putting some music on here too, you know, shouting out some artists, local businesses. We're going to have a super Saturday where we actually, you know, shout out and advertise for local companies, local businesses, you know, letting our people shine bright. All right, so we'll see you until next time. What is it called?
Be More.